From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Deadly clashes erupted in Afghanistan Tuesday night after a group of at least nine heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers assaulted the airport in the southern city of Kandahar. This is a regional corps commander speaking to VOA. He says he was apparently the target of the attack that killed a bodyguard and wounded another. He adds that the violence occurred inside the residential part of the airport. He says Afghan forces quickly engaged the assailants and killed four of them, while the rest of them have taken up positions in the nearby school building. He adds that the Afghan security forces are carefully conducting the counter-terror operation to avoid civilian casualties. The Taliban, meanwhile, in a statement sent to VOA, claimed its suicide bombers inflicted heavy casualties on the Afghan security forces, killing and wounding dozens of them, and that intense fighting is raging there. A flurry of talks were held on the sidelines of the Paris Climate Summit Tuesday. Representatives from almost 200 countries are busy negotiating a deal to limit global warming that is due to be presented on Friday, December 11th. As part of the negotiations, the summit host, Laurent Fabio, met with several leaders, including United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Iraqi government troops have retaken parts of Ramadi from Islamic State fighters that seized the city earlier this year, according to an announcement by officials in Baghdad Tuesday. The retaking of the Al-Tamim neighborhood is a major success for pro-Baghdad forces. They have been battling Islamic State extremists in the area for months. They've been backed by U.S.-led airstrikes, and they've focused on encircling and cutting off supply lines. VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's hopeful talks will be held next week on ending the war in Syria. He spoke after a meeting with U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Paris.
Let me say also, we talked about Syria and the need for the U.N. negotiations to be able to begin, and hopefully for a ceasefire to be able to take effect when and if we can achieve that. We specifically talked about the process taking place now, and depending on the outcome of both the Saudi-led conference of the opposition that's taking place in the next days, as well as a few other issues, it's our plan to try to attend and have a meeting in New York on the 18th of December. But again, it depends on the flow of events over the next week.
As Secretary mentioned, those talks are scheduled for December 18th in New York. Saudi Arabia has taken the lead at bringing together Syrian groups opposed to both President Bashar al-Assad and Islamic State militants. The Indian Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj, upon her visit to Pakistan Tuesday, said she had come with the message to improve ties between the two nuclear-powered rivals. She is to hold talks with Islamabad as part of efforts to restart a peace dialogue. She is also to meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and top Pakistani officials, Sartaj Aziz. Speaking in Islamabad, she adds that she will meet with both of them and discuss ways and means to improve and advance the relationship between the two countries. School children in Beijing stayed home today, and commuters exchanged their cards for public transportation as the Chinese capital's first ever red alert for pollution took effect. Beijing authorities issued that red alert Monday, and that ends on Thursday when cold temperatures are expected to reduce smog levels. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden assured Ukrainian lawmakers that the United States will never recognize Russia's attempts to annex Crimea. He spoke to the Ukrainian parliament Tuesday just before concluding his visit there.
Today, Russia is occupying sovereign Ukrainian territory. Let me be crystal clear. The United States does not, will not, never will recognize Russia's attempt to annex the Crimea.
The vice president also assured lawmakers of U.S. support and condemned Russia's violations of the Minsk ceasefire agreement designed to ease tensions over eastern Ukraine. You'll hear more details on that and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.